This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All righty, let's get you a freshwater fishing report from Blaine Salter, Salter's Jigging Poles. And Blaine, man, thanks for coming out to Marsh and Bayou. I know they appreciated you coming out and doing your demo. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. I like to watch the crowd's faces when you do that demo, man. That is incredible stuff.
Oh, I tell you what, one thing I was highly impressed with was the turnout. I mean, I'm not sure how many folks turned out, but it was quite a few hundred at that little spot. And what a great little store and a great group of guys. And people always seems to be amazed. They can read about it, but until you see it live and in action, you really just don't understand exactly what it can do. But they got a pretty good understanding, and we sold some rods and we sold a lot of stuff. And look, the food was good. I couldn't find anything you could say bad about that area, but the food was unbelievable, that's for sure.
Yeah, those little mom-and-pop stores, they're so great, you know, because they really cater to the customers and they do special things. You know, it's great to have the big boxes, but you'll never have celebrations and events like that, Adam. But let me tell you this. Do you have a YouTube video of that demonstration that you do that you can refer people to that want to see it?
I do. You can go to just if you Google Salters on YouTube or Salter, how to use Salters jigging pole. There's probably 4 to 8 videos, and you know, my dad's still the star. You can type in JB Salter Fishing by Salters, and all of his old TV shows will show up, and you can see the techniques live. And people love to do a show with him because all you had to do was park a camera on him, and he never was quiet. He was telling you everything he was doing, and that's why everybody just flocks to it. You know, if you add up all my videos together, his few TV shows I uploaded beat my views by tons. So he's still the star of this thing, that's for sure.
Well, he was great to have on radio for sure. And now, which one of those videos will be the one where you do the dock shooting demo?
It would be how to cast Salter's jigging pole, and two will pull up, and one will be the old school method, and then one will refer you to the dock shooting method. So it'll be the first two that pop up.
Great viewing for anybody. Blaine, give us some of the hot spots you heard about during this week. What are some places people might want to go give it a try?
Well, if we take that Slidell, the I-10 corridor, and cut it right across the state, it seems to be in a universal post-spawn deal because the fish are showing up. You know, I actually got a call from the Chifunka area. Had a good buddy fish it last weekend and fished it one time during the week. And his catches were, you know, 8 to 15, and they're still in the coves, but they're moved out on the outer edges of the trees, and his favorite colors were blue and white. And one thing was for sure, he started out with a heavier weighted jig and actually ended up texting me while he was on the water, and I asked him what depth he was fishing. He said, you know, 5 to 6 feet in the cove. And I said, look, you got to go to a 1/64th or a 1/32nd and slow the fall of that bait when it lands. And he was fishing your standard blue and white and was catching them on the outside of the laydowns in the coves in and around the interstate area. So they're moving to a post-spawn pattern, but a lot of big brim are starting to show up. So that means to tell me, you know, some of the caterpillars might be building up, and brim are starting to show up big, and the Lake Verret, Bay Natchez, Jack Miller's area, along with good catches of sackway as well. That area seems to be just past the spawn, I guess you could say, because it's opposite. But I'm also getting some really good. I had three or four fellas call, and I saw some nice pictures of 20 and 30 being caught in bayou pigeons. So the spillways, actually, that whole corridor along there is a post-spawn pattern, but the spillway seems to be heating up now because you have a steep fall happening right now. That water, that full moon has moved out, and it seems to hold water in, and that atchafalaya is dropping, so your spillway is your hot ticket right now.
Yeah, some of those North Shore rivers, they got an awful lot of rain that came through on Wednesday, so, you know, it might take a couple days for that to fall out and get really good. Blaine, you know, you work with a lot of crappie and socolate tournaments. If somebody wants to get involved in fishing those tournaments, where would you send them? Is there a website that kind of is a clearinghouse for all the listings of where they can find those tournaments across the state?
Well, what we found, you can go to the Crappie Masters, but what we found is that a lot of the local tournaments is what everybody's flocking to. You know, 2 years ago, the Crappie Masters started out as a 200-man field, and now the national championships are down to 20 and 30-man fields because of just the electronics that are involved. And a lot of old schoolers don't like to fish against a young guy that's got $15,000 worth of electronics on there. It feels kind of like it's a disadvantage. And so what we've done, we do three local tournaments a year. We've got one coming up towards the end of April. It's put on by J6 Jigs and Glenn's Automotive. But we have 30 and 40 show up at the tournament at Attackapaw Landing. We cook. There's several. There's one that everybody fishes up north that's called the Red River Shootout. It's three or four local tournaments a year. But all that's always posted on Facebook. I always share it to our Salters Jig and Pole page on Facebook, and that seems to be the universal way everybody keeps up with everything is your social media.
Everybody ought to make note of that and check it periodically if they're interested in tournament, and also get a lot of the inside information. Blaine, always a pleasure talking to you, and again, thanks for coming out there and putting on that show. It was really great, and look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you the invite out, and look forward to seeing you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Blaine. We appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.